Los Angeles has always been fertile ground for a noir mystery. And today, as we continue our Crime in the City series, we meet an author who's putting a new spin on that old genre. Naomi Hirahara grew up near L.A. and draws upon her Japanese-American roots to create a different kind of sleuth. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, it's a character she knows extremely well.
The lead character of Naomi Hirahara's novels isn't a police detective or a private investigator. He's a 72-year-old Japanese-American gardener who lives on this sunbaked street in the hills above Pasadena. Hirahara didn't have to imagine her protagonist's modest ranch home in Altadena. She used to live in it.
It's a very mixed neighborhood, at least when I was growing up. There's a long-standing African-American community here, and I think in recent years there's a growing Latino community. And there's always been, you know, pockets of Japanese-Americans, too.
Hirahara's father, Isamu, is the template for her gruff amateur investigator, Mas Arai.
I'm basically making a character like my father, a hero. That's Masa's character. And I think all of the times where I complained that my dad was a gardener and we couldn't afford this trip or that trip, you know, I'm trying to make up for it by making this heroic, iconic figure who's underestimated.
American-born Isamu Hirahara spent a few years in Japan as a teenager. He was there working at the Hiroshima train station on August 6, 1945.
He happened to be in the basement. And then he says he does say that he saw a flash and then the rubble. Then he was knocked unconscious and then he kind of, you know, climbed up the rubble and he said everything was just on fire.
This is Hiroshima, the day after the atom bomb exploded over Japan's seventh largest city and etched its message of doom to an empire.
Like Hirahara's father, her character Mas was also in Hiroshima on that grim day and returned to the U.S. soon after, where he worked hard tending the lawns of middle-class homeowners in greater L.A. Although Mas was physically unharmed by the bomb, it shaped his view of the world.
It was really important for me for Mas to have that experience of being a hibakusha, or atomic bomb survivor, but being an American-born atomic bomb survivor. I wrote it from a personal motivation more than a political one, because this is what happened actually on both sides of my family.
His age, brown skin, and broken English make him largely invisible to the people he meets, so Mas is able to appear and disappear at crime scenes almost at will. He's small, quiet, and very stubborn, as suspects discover when he continues turning up on their doorsteps, asking questions that expose their dismissive lies. Mas has already lived through the worst. Little frightens him.
Surviving a nuclear explosion, I mean, it does add new perspectives. I think this kind of character values things differently than your average person. And I think that informs him and that helps him go through life and also solve these mysteries.
And solve them he does. An elderly lady he met describes him this way. He looks like nobody special, but he has a head for things, smarter than he looks. In Gossa Gossa Girl, Mas visits New York when his usually distant daughter, Mari, calls for help after things get weird at work. When Mari's boss turns up murdered in the Japanese garden she and her husband are helping to rebuild in Brooklyn, both become suspects. Mas solves the crime to protect his daughter and her family. In Snakeskin Shamisen, Hirahara's third book, the guest of honor is murdered at a celebration for a big lottery win. A mangled Japanese string instrument, a shamisen, is the only clue. Mas becomes involved because he doesn't think the police are taking the murder seriously. Naomi Hirahara included the Los Angeles Flower Mart in her most recent novel, Blood Hina. Once the stalls in this huge space were almost completely occupied by Japanese-American growers.
Being able to witness and being able to document this type of place, it's so thrilling, and that's why I wanted to weave that into my mysteries, because I wanted other people to get a chance to know about it, to see it.
In Blood Hina, Mas's best friend is about to do something unthinkable. At 60-something, he's decided to marry his longtime girlfriend. Hirahara placed their rehearsal dinner at a beloved creaky diner in an industrial part of town not far from the flower mart.
Okay, here we go. Here's Paul's kitchen, Cantonese food.
Halls has walls stained from decades of cigarette smoke, cracked red leatherette booths, and a long front counter lined with stools. No spicy Sichuan or Hunan here. Paul's offerings take you straight back to 1959, when chop suey was the rage. And it's exactly the kind of inexpensive comfort food Moss and his friends would enjoy on a night out. Bellies full of Paul's excellent chow mein, we visit the Pasadena Japanese Cultural Institute. It has classrooms devoted to the study of Japanese culture, arts, and language. And Hirahara uses it in Gasa Gasa Girl to emphasize a generational divide.
Every Saturday, we had to go to Japanese language school. We couldn't be like the cool kids and, you know, watch cartoons on television or participate in slumber parties. So it was very uncool to be learning Japanese on Saturday mornings.
Much as she hated those lessons, they had a useful dividend. Hirahara is now fluent and sprinkles lots of Japanese words throughout her books.
I'm getting some younger readers who gravitate towards it, not because it features a 70-year-old man, but because there's so many Japanese words in there.
Back in her old neighborhood in Altadena, Naomi Hirahara recalls that her father wasn't an automatic fan of her stories. During the 15 years it took her to research and write her first book, Summer of the Big Bocce, she says he had been politely skeptical until he read the Japanese edition.
I knew that I was okay with him because after he read the Japanese, he said, "Hey, this is me." You know, he said that again. And I was leaving. He followed me on the porch and he says, "My friends are waiting for the next one." So I know that was like the extreme endorsement.
So about that next one?
What I'm thinking is there'll be three more. And the next one, all I can say is, involves baseball.
Something both parts of Masarai, Japanese and American, would appreciate totally. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.
You can read excerpts from all the mysteries in Naomi Hirahara's Masarai series and pick up a little Japanese at our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.